Amen. I know it's rather warm this evening, but despite the high temperature, we are blessed by God to be able to assemble here this evening that we might worship God again in spirit and in truth. Very shortly, as a matter of fact, this coming Friday, we will be attending the 34th Annual Tennessee State Youth Conference. We have more than 30 of us who will be in attendance, including young people as well as adults. And certainly we pray and trust that our young people will be benefited, that they will be helped, that they will be encouraged, that they'll be motivated, that they'll be inspired, that they will be edified and instructed more perfectly in the way of the Lord. So we pray and trust that as they go and attend this 34th Annual State Youth Conference, that they will have the proper attitudes, that they will exemplify the proper behavior, and will properly and in a positive way represent their parents, themselves, and the Hart Street Church of Christ. The theme for this year's conference is, what message are you sending? What message are you sending? And it's based primarily on Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, and 1 Timothy chapter 4, and verse number 12. I want to just share a few things with you this evening on this theme, which is a question. What message are you sending? A message is any communication, whether oral, written, or nonverbal, that is sent between persons. What communications are you sending? What message are you sending? Furthermore, when it comes to messages that we send, a lot of folks these days do what is called text messaging, where you type in a message on your mobile phone and you send it to a friend, to a colleague, to some other person. And usually we are careful as to what we text, because what you send out might be viewed by more than just the person you sent that message to. What message are you sending with your behavior, with your actions, your language, your attitude, and your attire? These things I specifically mention in connection with the theme that you can view on the website. The question that is raised is, do others see Christ in you? Are you causing others to stumble, or are you helping to lead them to salvation? What is your purpose? Do you have a spiritual plan? Are you an ambassador for Christ? Are you a good representative for Christ? I want to read something to you before I go further in this lesson. This is a special notice to youth conference counselors. It is more important than ever before that all youth counselors take an active role in watching youth from their congregations, and specifically youth assigned to their sleeping rooms. It is critical that counselors take greater responsibility for knowing the whereabouts of their youth and ensuring their appropriate behavior and dress to ensure a safe and orderly Tennessee State Youth Conference. A security crew will be on the premises at all times, so you'll be under surveillance, and by your actions, by your behavior, by your deportment, you'll be sending out messages that will be carefully scrutinized. Restricted areas, such as the swimming pool, will be monitored, and conference youth will be prohibited from entering these areas. However, it is the responsibility of all counselors to be aware of their youth's activities. We ask the help of all counselors in this regard. Please review the counselor guidelines and sign your acknowledgement of this notice. Return this form along with all other registration materials for your congregation. And I think it's just significant that you are expected to demonstrate appropriate behavior and dress at all times. And I think it's significant also that the security crew will be on the premises at all times. And how you observe these guidelines and these rules and these regulations will be indicative of a special message, either positive or negative, that you are sending. Now, in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 12, Paul says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, that is, conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith or faithfulness, and in purity." Now, I want to ask this question: what message are you sending as it relates to several different groups? One, I want to ask, what message are you sending to your parents? What message are you sending to your peers? What message are you sending to your teachers? And then, most significantly of all, and some might not think very much about this or put proper emphasis on it, but more important than sending the right message to your parents, more important than sending the right message to your peers, more important than sending the right message to your teachers, is sending the right message to whom? To your God. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. And see, God can see further and broader than your mama. God can see a lot more than your peers. God can see a lot more than your teachers. So preeminently, we should be concerned most of all about the kind of message that we are sending to God. Because God sees everything. And God is looking out over us. You can kind of pull the wool over your mama's eyes, over your daddy's eyes, over your teacher's eyes, and sometimes over your friend's eyes, over your peer's eyes. But you can never, no matter how hard you try, young people, you can't pull the wool over the eyes of the Lord, because the eyes of the Lord are watching you. There's an all-seeing eye,
yes, sir,
watching you.
Yes, sir.
Every day, mind the course you pursue. Every step that you take, this great eye is awake.
Yes, sir.
There's an all-seeing eye watching you. So just keep that in mind. Usually when we are aware that somebody's going to be watching us, of course the security crew's going to be watching us, and mama as far as she can see, and the counselors as far as they can see will be watching you. But God is going to be watching. And when we know that he is watching, when we are consciously aware of his watching us, it would cause us to really be on our very best behavior. But sometimes we forget about God watching, and we're so busy trying to pull the wool over other folks' eyes and to make sure that they don't see us, and we forget about the fact that God sees us. Now, keep in mind, above all, you want to be sure that you're sending the right message to God. As you send the right message to your parents, to your peers, and to your teachers. Now, what message are you sending to the various groups that we have mentioned? By your attitude. Remember, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What message are you sending to these various groups? By your articulations, that is, by your speech, by your talk. It would be wonderful if all young people and all Christians indeed, young and old, could appreciate the words of the sweet psalmist of Israel in Psalm 19 and verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And God is aware not just of the words of your mouth, but God is aware of what meditations you have in your heart as well. What kind of message are you sending to him by your words? What kind of message are you sending to him by the things that you say? Let your speech be with grace, seasoned with salt, so that you might know how to answer every man. Colossians chapter 4 and verse number 6. Our words communicate more than just the meaning of the words that we are using. Our words say something else. Now, when you sass your mama and huff and puff and stomp off when she tells you to do something, what kind of message are you sending? What you're saying to your mama is, Mama, I don't respect you. Mama, I don't have no appreciation for you. Mama, I just don't care that you are my mama. I just don't care that you take care of me. I just don't care that you sacrifice to provide for my needs. I just don't care that you do everything possible to help me be a better person and survive in this challenging world and to provide you for an education. That's the kind of message you're sending when you are disobedient and disrespectful to your parents. You're telling them, Mom, I just don't really care. You know, you don't really matter that much to me. I have an attitude of ingratitude. And that's what I'm communicating. Whenever I rebel, whenever I refuse to obey, whenever I refuse to honor you as my parent, that's the message I'm sending. In Exodus chapter 20 and verse number 12, honor thy father, thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Exodus 20 and verse number 12. And of course, Paul emphasizes the very same thing principally in Ephesians chapter 6 when he says in verse number 2, well, verses 1 and 2, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. When you disobey, you're sending a very negative message to them. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. What kind of message are you sending by your articulations, that is, by your words and by your actions? What kind of message are you sending? When we think about Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 16, through 17 rather, Paul says, see then that you walk circumspectly, and not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And walking circumspectly simply gives reference to circum around spectar to see. Walking circumspectly means to walk literally looking around, being aware of your environment, being aware of where you're going, being aware of your behavior as you live your life from day to day. You're not demonstrating a sense of a lack of wisdom, but you're demonstrating that you understand what the will of the Lord is. And you are sending either a positive or negative message by how you carry yourself. What message are you sending by your actions? Jesus says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Doing is what really counts. Obedience is what really matters. And then the question is asked, what kind of message are you sending to these various groups when it comes to your attire? When it comes to your dress, what kind of message are you communicating? Are you communicating a message by what you wear that, well, it really doesn't make any difference? I have no sense of modesty. I have no sense of propriety. I have no sense of good taste. I have no sense of what is appropriate. I have no sense of that which is too revealing. I demonstrate no awareness that some things are appropriate and other things are inappropriate. Some things are orderly and comely, and other things are disorderly and uncomely. I'm communicating sometimes with my dress, I don't really have much self-respect. I don't really respect myself very much. And so this is why I have this outfit on. I have a low self-image. I don't have the kind of respect for myself that I should. You don't want to dress in such a way as to call undue attention to yourself. You don't want to dress in such a way as to expose too much of your body. 1 Timothy chapter 2, Paul says in like manner, verse number 9, also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, adorn themselves in appropriate, comely, fitting attire. Because if you don't, you are sending the wrong message to the folks out there in the world. A lot of times, young ladies, you're sending the wrong message to young men. You're saying something about you and how much you think of yourself. You are saying something about your moral values by how you dress. Sometimes we send the message that I'm not really serious about life. I'm just floating along. I don't have any real plans. I don't have any real sense of right and wrong, the ability to discern between the good and evil. Sometimes you send the message, if you're not careful, I can't really think for myself. I have to just depend upon the crowd. And wherever they decide to go, then that's the way I will go. Sometimes you send the message to your peers, I'm easily led. I'm weak. Just suggest something. I'll try. You want to
try one of these pills?
Yeah, give it here. You want to take a drag of a funny cigarette? Yeah, let me try one. Yeah, I'll try it. You want to go to the club?
Yeah, which one?
Yeah, we'll make some arrangements. I'll tell Mama and Daddy that I'm going over to spend the night with Joyce. And I'll go to Joyce's house, and I'll call Mama and say, Mama, I'm over here at Joyce's. But later on that night, we're planning to sneak out.
I don't want to put no ideas in y'all's heads.
We're planning to sneak out. We're going to the club. You are communicating. I really can't think for myself. I don't really have any real strong convictions. I don't possess the ability to say no. Sometimes those are the kinds of messages that we send. Just keep in mind, somebody is always watching. Somebody's always picking up on the signals, the messages that you are sending out. Whether they're good, whether they're bad. Someone has said, we are the only Bibles the careless world will read. We are the sinner's gospel. We are the scoffer's creed. We are writing our gospel a chapter each day by deeds that we do and by words that we say. Men read what we write, whether faithless or true. Say, what is the gospel according to you? Are you sending the message to your parents and to your peers, to your teachers, and to your God? I'm serious about life. I want to do right. I want to be the best person that I can be. I want to maintain a sense of propriety and maintain a sense of purity. I want to please my God. I want to send the message that I'm serious about my religion. I'm not just playing church. I'm not just here to pass time. I'm not just here to spin my wheels. I'm not in class because Mama makes me go. I'm not in class just to while away the hour. I'm not in class just to be filling up space, but I'm here because I want to learn more about what God wants me to know, and I want to live for Him. And I want to send Him that clear message that, Lord, I was old enough to become a Christian, and I made a commitment to You. When I made my confession that I believe Jesus Christ, the Son of God, when I submitted to baptism in water for the remission of my sins, Lord, I was making a commitment to live for You for the very rest of my days. And every day, in every way, as long as I live, I want to send the message to You that I'm following through and that I'm going to be faithful. And I'm taking seriously that passage we love so much, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all of thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all of thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. What message are you sending, young people? If you're here and you've been unfaithful and you've not really been sending the right message by the way you've been living, now is a good time to make whatever corrections need to be made. Now is a good time to reaffirm your seriousness and your commitment to live for the Lord. You can send Him a very positive message this evening through repentance, confession, and prayer. If you're here and you're not a Christian, you can send a good message to your friends, your family, and most of all to God by hearing the good news of the gospel which you've heard, believing it, repenting of your sins, confessing your faith, and being baptized for the remission of your sins. You're sending a message to God: God, I'm thankful for what Jesus did on the cross for me. God, I'm thankful for all the provisions You have made. I'm thankful for the privilege and for the opportunity of being made one of Your children. What message would you be sending to the Lord this evening as we together stand and as we sing?
Come from the lowsome way of sin, hide You in the blood of Jesus. Come, for the Lord will take you in, hide You in the blood of Jesus. Hide You in the blood, hide You in the blood. Storms are raging high, storms are raging high.